Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your mercies that has moved that we could hear the gospel, the good news of our salvation, that our sins has been dealt with completely in Jesus, and that we now have newness of life, that we now are your children, bought with a price to walk with you, dedicate our bodies as a living sacrifice, to be transformed by the renewing of our mind according to faith, which comes from your Spirit that brings this wonderful grace, our sufficiency to us on a daily basis, Lord. So we thank you as we go into the Word this morning again. Thank you for seeds being planted, Father God, that you can bring out at the right time, Lord, to sustain the weary, to keep us on the path. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Romans 12, verse 16 to 18. Live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people, and don't think you know it all. Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone.
Hallelujah. Just read these and you think about it. We had the very opposite when we were in the world. You know, we strive to be better. We thought we better, and we repaid evil with evil. And so we lived very dishonorable lives and not looking for peace. Amen. Just wanting to overcome in any way. But praise God, we've been bought now with a price to now live in harmony with our heavenly family. And that's where we find the peace that surpasses understanding. That's where we are nourished, relevant to who we really are, the way God made us originally, predestined in Christ Jesus before the foundation of the earth to be holy and blameless in love. And now in this love, we find peace. And we have peace with God, and therefore we can have peace with ourselves, and we can have peace with anyone out there as well. God shows us a way. Life is like a minefield, but God knows a way. So we stick with him day by day, in tune with him, we shine. Amen. So be blessed, arise and shine. Your light has come. Your God has got you. It's your precious Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and they know exactly what is necessary to keep you in the light, to be the light that you've been made to be. So be blessed, arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.